This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
What you haven't missed, though, Bob, is the news announced today from the governor's office, the particulars of his ABC privatization plan.
Right. As you know, everybody's been waiting for this for quite some time. Because what the governor basically suggests is going to happen with privatization is that the profit that the state currently makes from the sale of liquor won't go away, but at the same time, he's going to be able to generate, he believes, a one-time hit of about $500 million that could be used to help fund transportation projects. So for the first time, the governor put the details and the particulars of the plan out there today. The Democrats and some of his political opponents have responded, and the battle's now going to be joined, I think.
Bob, let me ask you this. We had a caller in the first hour ask about the money that's made off of the sale of liquor from Virginia's ABC stores. It's a couple hundred, $300-$400 million a year. And one of the questions is how we're going to be losing a lot of money because, you know, there'll be a one-time hit of a few hundred million, but we already make a few hundred million every year off of that. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, what the governor has said is that he is producing, initiatives embedded in this proposal that eventually will also recover those one-time monies or those annual monies. That he's saying he's going to get the one-time hit, but at the same time, what he's suggesting is that there is going to be annual revenue about equivalent to what the state gets right now. So how is that going to happen? Part of it is going to simply be through the taxes that we have on liquor and alcohol and the sale that's going to occur. We already have those taxes. We're going to continue those taxes. Those taxes are included, Coy, in the profits that are toted up for ABC right now. They're not going away. So on one hand, the taxes aren't going away, and if you believe there's likely to be more liquor sold if Costco and Sam's Club is selling it rather than having to simply go down to your ABC store, the tax dollars could actually, and the tax revenues could actually increase. So that's one point. The second point is that what then happens to the so-called profit that the ABC stores are generating? And what Bob McDonald is going to do there is that it's going to be a combination of an excise tax on liquor. And beyond that, there's going to be what you might call an on-premises fee of 2.5%. And what he's basically suggesting is that if you are currently running a restaurant or running a restaurant/bar and you are now purchasing from ABC, the fact that you'll be able to purchase from a wholesaler is that you're likely to have a discount of somewhere between 2.5% and 5%. And what he's suggesting is that in some ways the state will recapture part of that discount by imposing a 2.5% fee on the retailer there. So his argument is that the consumer really won't feel it, but the fact is that the retailer or the owner of the restaurant is going to probably be paying less for spirits than they are currently, but at the same time, some of that will come back to the state in the form of this on-premises fee.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Bob, I guess I'm one of those people who, even if it is less money coming in, I'm sort of partial to the argument that it's money you shouldn't have had in the first place. It's state shouldn't be selling liquor.
The argument is that if you designed the state from scratch today, would you put the sale of liquor and alcohol in one of the services that it offers? And it's hard to believe that you would. So in that sense, I think philosophically, McDonald wins this argument mostly hands down, though I do think there are some people who believe that if there's going to be sin, the state ought to have a monopoly on it. But the reality is, I think he wins that argument, but that doesn't carry much weight politically, Coy. Politically, people are saying, well, what do we think about this economic model? is it too uncertain? Should we go along with it or not? Maybe the current system works pretty well. Do we really want to change it? And the dilemma that that the governor faces right now is that while I think he has the philosophical argument on his side, while his staff has made, I think, a remarkable progress in putting forward a detailed plan.
Just a minute, John.
A detailed plan that should have some, that seems to me to be a very serious one. The question is there enough political leverage? Because the supporters of privatization aren't very well organized. There's no group that, in some ways represents them. So if the governor can convince enough people that the benefits for transportation are sufficient, maybe he'll get enough support to get this passed in the assembly. But let me tell you, Coy, politically, this is a tough fight.
You know, and I guess that we're talking with Bob Holdsworth. 977-1070 is the phone number. I'm just naive because to me this is such a no-brainer that you almost don't even need the funding of transportation argument. It just seems like perhaps there's a silent majority of Virginians out there who would look at this and say, yeah, I mean, this just doesn't make any sense for Virginia to be in the liquor business, and it's an anachronism from Prohibition days.
Yeah. In the 21st century, I agree that there is no logical reason why a state ought to be doing this. But here's what you have. You have some of his political opponents who simply don't want to give him a victory. They don't want him to have a big signature change that he can point to. Secondly, Coy, you have a set of what I would call political moralists on both the left and the right who aren't very happy about this. You have some liberal moralists who say, well, some of these retail operations are going to wind up in poorer neighborhoods and they're going to victimize poorer people. You have some social conservatives who say, well, the reality is that if we advertise more about liquor and we have more liquor availability, more people will be drinking, and that's not good for the family. You might have groups like Mothers Against Drunk Driving that may not be so happy about this. Then you have all the groups that benefit from the current system, who are doing pretty well in the, let's say, distributing in the current system. They don't really want a big change. So you have this odd combination of arguments in which all the groups that are organized actually oppose it. And so the governor has what you might call the force and power of his idea against a lot of organized groups who, for whatever reason, political, economic, social, or cultural, find the status quo more appealing. And that's the challenge that the governor has. And the dilemma he faces, Coy, is that it's not one of those issues where there's kind of huge grassroots support. Like 20 years ago when George Allen became governor, or 18 years ago, he came in and said he was going to abolish parole. And he got 8% of the vote. And he came in and he abolished parole because people listened to that vote. There was 58% of the people that voted in an election that was centered on that. Last election didn't center on ABC. It was part of the campaign promise. But the reality is that the thrust of the McDonald agenda has been jobs. And some of his political opponents right now believe they can muster enough support to prevent this from occurring, and they're going to try to do that. It's going to be a big, big fight for Bob McDonald.
We're talking with Bob Holdsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. Number one, I would say, what a shame if Virginia missed this historic opportunity. And number two, so what's the governor's office going to do to mobilize this support and get people signing petitions, websites, rallies, or whatever it is to show that Virginians don't want their government to be in the liquor business?
Right. I mean, the first choice he has to make, Coy, is whether he's going to hold a special session or not. There are some people who, and the governor has said and members of his staff have said that in all likelihood there's going to be a special session sometime just to focus on this. I know there's been some advice given by fellow Republicans to say, try to do it in a regular session where you might do some horse trading and get this passed, and because you, make concessions on some other deals there. Maybe a regular session is better. So that's the first choice you have to make about whether to do it in a special session or a regular session. Secondly, certainly the administration is going to work hard trying to convince members of the governor's own party to support it, some of whom have expressed some reluctance so far. And then finally, they have to find some way to get some Northern Virginia or Hampton Roads Democrats to come over and support this on the grounds that are exactly the ones you voiced, that the state has no business in the sale of liquor, and that, secondly, the benefits for transportation for their region are too big to oppose. But here's the point. Even today, Senator Sassoulaw, the Democratic majority leader in the Senate, came out and was withering in his criticism of the McDonald plan. So it is a very, very tough slog, because what he needs to do is that he needs to get enough support in the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats, to overcome the opposition at the moment, the heated opposition, fervent opposition of the Senate majority leader.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. Any chance that this is going to become an issue in November? Are we going to see this at the polls?
I don't think we see it this November, largely because, you know, we have congressional elections. We don't have state elections, and I don't necessarily believe that too many of the congressional candidates are going to get themselves in the middle of ABC privatization. But down the road, you know, certainly we might. How this is going to play out, I'm not exactly sure. But the reality is that the governor is going to have to find some way of linking support for privatization, which is probably fairly substantial among the population in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, to putting dollars into their transportation problem in some way that they see a linkage, and that convinces some Democrats, particularly Senate Democrats, that they ought to support the governor despite the opposition of Dick Sassoulaw.
Bob Holsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. He joins us every week. Bob, thank you so much, sir. Always terrific to talk to you.
Hey, always great to be with you, Coy. You take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.